Blog Talk Radio.
He's forced to marry because he is the eldest brother, and you know,
back in those days when young people became a certain age, they were expected to settle down. And so he was rebelling against having to get married because he didn't want to marry the woman who his mother had chosen for him. So he sent his sword by his brother to send it to marry his bride. And that's another, it's another deep story. And Miss Levesque's book, her books are just like Diana's book. They're very long, but when you're deep into the story, you don't even realize that these books have multiple pages because you are so engrossed in the story, you forget about that. Another one of Miss Levesque's books is called The Crusader. And this one is a two-parter, two books. And it's a time travel book, like Outlander, but this one has a little twist to it because this particular soldier was doing the pathway. He was a knight, and he was a soldier during the Crusade over in I guess that maybe it was somewhere in the Middle East. But anyway, one of his fellow soldiers was trying to murder him because they were all looking supposedly for the crown that Jesus wore when he was crucified. And so they were trying to find this crown. And supposedly he had found this crown and he had hidden it. And so that's why his fellow soldier was trying to kill him, because they was trying to take it back to an opposing king. So he had a mortal wound, and someone told him about this apothecary that to go to, I think it was the inn where he was staying, and they told him that he should go there. So he went, and this man was, for the time, he was a scientist. And so, oh, let me just tell you before I go on, anyone who would like to call in and just talk about a favorite book that you've read or a book that you're reading, the number to call in is 657-383-0922. Now back to the story. So he goes to see this apothecary, and so the man had a pet monkey who got sick, and the monkey was dying. So he had composed some herbs and things of that nature, and somehow he preserved this monkey so he didn't die. So he did the same thing for the soldier. He gave him this potion that he concocted, and he drank it, and so it put him in a state of animation. And so this was back also during, like, maybe the 12th or 13th future. Now it's like 2014 in the future, and you have another group of scientists that are on this thing because they also heard about this crown that supposedly was the crown that Jesus wore when he was crucified. So they were going on this site. Tried to dig the artifact, and so that's how they found him. He had been put in some sort of a sarcophagus and buried, and they thought the ground where he was buried was nothing more than a trash heap, because all they kept finding was like shards of pottery and things of that nature. But they kept digging, and they came across this coffin that he had been buried in, and they opened it and found that he was still dressed in his armor, still had his sword that was in prime condition, no rust, anything like that on it. And when they took the mask, his helmet off, when they finally could get, thought maybe he had been mummified or something. And in essence, I guess he had been mummified, but only he was dead. But it's a great story, and I invite you to also read that one. I want to just enlighten my listeners about the different books that I've read that I like. I'm a romance writer, and I love talking about books, not only my books, but I just love talking about books in general because I read all the time. That's a great part of my day while I'm at work, because I do work outside of the home. I'm reading. I listen to audiobooks. And so I can listen to a great variety of books. Now, I like contemporary romances as well, but my favorite genre of Orion, whether it's medieval, time travel, anything like that, Western, you know, whatever, I love it. I love both types of books. And next week, I would like to talk about a contemporary, more contemporary book, because I understand a lot of people are not into a lot of the historical books as much as I am, and I love historical books because I love history. It's one of my favorite subjects. It's one of my favorite subjects that I excelled in school as well, but also English, and I love to write. I love to compose stories and put them together, and I love other writers who they touch my heart. Sometimes when I pick up a book, it's like for those people who love music, when you hear a certain type of music, it takes you to a place, and that's how good writing, good stories, that's how they affect me. They take me to places that I sometimes I just don't want to come back from, but you know, you have to get back to reality. But and so I want to share the love of the book and share with you other authors other than myself who have put blood, sweat, and tears into formulating stories and, you know, going through the whole publishing process of getting books out there to the readers. And I do want to talk about self-publishing a little bit more maybe on down the line, but the purpose of this program is to just talk about books, just sharing the knowledge of books and authors, and have those have other people who also love to talk about books to call into the show or listen to my broadcast. Even if you don't tune into them, usually they'll be at 6 o'clock on Saturdays. If you don't have the time to sit down and listen to them at that particular time, please go to my Blog Talk Radio website and just type in my name, radio, and it'll pull up Vivian Moore. And please download my episodes and listen to them. I'm still new at this, so I don't have the system right down yet, but I'm learning as I go. and as I get better at it, once I perfect it, then I will extend the episode a little bit. But for now, I'm just keeping it short and sweet until I get down, because I want to make sure that the effort that I put into it, the time that I put into it, is well worth it for me and for those who happen to check out my show. I love the fact that this is offered to people, that you can actually radio blog. It's a great thing. It really is a great thing. And so we're coming to the end of the program once again. But if you have time, check out the show. Again, my name is Author Vivian Moore. And also check out the books that I've mentioned to you. And I will be mentioning more as we continue with the program. I have enjoyed talking with you today, spending time with you, talking about these books, talking about my great love of writing and reading. I hope that you will tune in with me next Saturday at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you do desire to call in, that number is 657-383-0922. Have a great Saturday afternoon, and I thank you once again. Thank you.